morning, everyone. As you can see, the title of my sermon is Two Kingdoms and One Lord. But let us pray before I share my thoughts. Heavenly Father, as we gather here today to hear your word, we ask that you open our hearts and minds to receive your message. May your spirit guide us and give us the wisdom to understand and apply what we hear to our lives. May your presence be felt in this place, and may your word transform us. We pray in the name of Jesus, your Son of our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Next slide. Right now, there are 10 wars happening around the world, as you can see in this map. Of course, the closest one is the Ukraine war. Millions of people are affected by these wars, and many lost their lives while we are talking. We are here. Next slide. Also, according to the survey for the World Economic Forum, August 22, people across 34 countries describe and affect the climate change in their lives as severe. On average, 71% expected climate change will have a severe impact over the next 10 years on their lives. And on average, 35%, over the third, say it is likely they will be displaced from their home and communities as a result of the climate change in the next 25 years. Shocking numbers. Climate change and wars can intensify poverty and increase social and economic inequality, particularly in the vulnerable communities that lack of resources to adapt their lives and their lives accordingly. Lives are lost, communities are destroyed, countries are ruined, and future seems dark and horrifying. Next slide. On the other hand, this week, barcode is 50 years old. It is used 10 billion times a day and make our lives easier and faster. In the last 50 years, our lives become easier and more comfortable. You can do more or less everything in your hand. You can sit at home and earn money and work. Did you know even we can make chicken or meat cow meat in a lab without any chicken or cow exist? We have sent people to the moon and we aim to go to Mars. We can produce babies without any intercourse. We can travel easily and talk to our loved ones in the other side of the planet in just one click. So overall, life is more comfortable, a bright future, lots of innovations, and human freedom. Next slide. Seems two different worlds, a dark and devastating world, and a bright and hopeful world. What connects them? What connects them? In Joel chapter 1 and 2, we see the picture of devastation caused by a plague of locusts. The prophet Joel described the destructions, the crops, and devastation of the land. Next slide. What the locust swarm has left, the great locusts have eaten. What the great locusts have left, the younger locusts have eaten. What the youngest locusts have left, other locusts have eaten. Three generations of destructions and devastation were happening in Israel. The people have become complacent in their faith, taking God's blessing for the granted and forget the covenant with God. As a result, they are now facing the consequences of their action. Next slide. The fields are ruined. The ground is dried up. The grain is destroyed. A new vine is dried up. The olive oil failed. This is the story of many farmers in many countries around the world. Today, climate change and wars have destroyed their life, their land, their crop, their livelihood. Because of the action has happened many, many years in the wealthiest countries like us. When we turn away from God and His ways, we will experience destruction and devastation in our lives, in our society, in our country, and in our planet. The people of Israel called to be repent and to turn back to God. And the good news is God is always ready to forgive and restore us. If we turn back to Him with dependent heart, He will heal and restore us. Because, Lord, proclaim, this is still His world. This is still His kingdom. Next slide. Surely He has done great things. Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. God rules everywhere, even in the darkest place. Next slide. Easter is the story of the resurrection, which the parable of the mustard seed represents. A seed was planted in the Maryam's womb more than 2,000 years ago. He became God incarnated and lived among us. He gave His life for us on the cross as a criminal, as a sinner. But the perfect human of all time died for us. Then He rose again to break the power of sin and death. God displayed to us that nowhere is unreachable for Him, even the darkest place as death. The mustard seed, the church, was planted with 12 disciples and then grew with the power of the God's Spirit. Despite many trials and turbulence, the second kingdom of God was established, the kingdom of hope and love, a bright future, a promise of eternal life. There is no war, no climate change, no pain. Next slide. Last week, I was privileged to be part of a service in St. Paul Cathedral in London. It was my first time to visit the church, the cathedral. It was a beautiful building. It is a magnificent church of God. If you haven't seen it, I strongly urge you to go and see it. It's beautiful. And I was thinking about this sermon today. Is this the mustard tree Jesus was talking about, that the birds come and perch in its branches? Is this the yeast that God mixed with the English people centuries ago, and now an Iranian person receive its bread? Our church, St. Cuthbert, 100 years ago was planted as a seed. Now we are established church. We're coming together every Sunday. Next slide. Where is the mustard seed then? Who has it? Next slide. Perhaps the mustard seed is in your pocket. Any established church, whether St. Paul Cathedral or St. Cuthbert, needs money to pay their bills, to maintain the presence as a tree in the community of the garden, of this garden community. Finance is a big challenge for us. With the cost of living crisis, the effect of climate change and war on the food and energies is a challenge to give more. Still, Jesus showed us in the most difficult time of the God's kingdom, where locusts eat the faith of Israelites, with the sacrificial act of God himself, the kingdom was established again. Today, any direct debit or any cash payment to the church family is a mustard seed that can grow for the future generation to use, as we use the previous generation's generosity. Next slide. Where is the mustard seed? It is in your action. Through God's grace, we are part of one body, and each part of the body needs the other. It is together that we are sent out to love and serve the world, together that we build the kingdom of God. In the name of our risen Lord Jesus Christ. The Bishop of Chelmsford, Bishop Goli Dehkani, said in her Easter message, "We are the link between two worlds I mentioned, together in Christ." Where is the master seed? Next slide. It is in your lips. Any prayer, any intercession, any prophecy, any word of encouragement and hope could bring fruits to the kingdom of God. So let us be encouraged by the ways in which God can use even the smallest things to bring about the greatest change. Yes, the reality is that we might have two worlds, dark and devastating and destructive worlds, light and hopeful world. But Easter, next slide, reminds us that God in Christ is the Lord of both worlds. And we, as his agents for change, to giving, to give, to act, and to pray. So my prayer is, may we be like mustard seeds, trusting God's power to bring about the growth and transformation in our lives and the lives of many. And let me finish, next slide, let me finish this with these beautiful verses from Joel chapter 2. "Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rain, because he is faithful. Then you will know that I am in Israel, in the church, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again," that's the God's promise, "never again will my people be shamed." Amen.